Officer John Melvin with us. And John, one of the things the police department is, I guess, promoting and really wanting folks to understand is the importance of house numbers on their house. Tell a bit about that, the importance of that for your department, the fire department, and other emergency services.
Sure. So what we want to do is be able to get to people in a quick manner. We want to be able to find their house by looking at their address, getting to their home, and getting there in an expeditious manner if there's an emergency, so we can help them or a loved one.
Are there some requirements for those numbers on your house?
There is. Per the city code, the numbers have to be at least 4 inches tall and have to be in contrasting color to the color of the residence. And they also need to be on the front entryway of the part of the house that faces the street or avenue that you live on.
What about doing this? You mentioned it's important. Is it critical to see that number for you guys, for the responders coming to that address?
Yes, sir, it is, because we need to be able to see the house number from a distance. Sometimes we approach on foot. Sometimes, obviously, the night shift gets there. It's harder to see at night, so we need to be able to shine our flashlights. We walk up to calls a lot of times from half a block away or so. And we also approach residences and houses and businesses from the back if they have an alley access. So even though it's not required by code, we would ask that if you're able to also place your house number on an outbuilding or garage that faces the alley. So when officers or EMS or fire department approach from the rear or the front, we know what house we're going to, so we can help them or a loved one.
What about like on the mailbox on the street or something like that, if you have one of those mailboxes? Is that helpful, but even though it's not code, or is that
That is helpful.
Important?
Actually, for rural addresses especially, the law and city ordinance states if you live on a rural road that your address be placed on the mailbox, and it can be 3 inches in how tall it is, it has to be 3 inches. So if people have a mailbox out front, they can put it out there too, but the code does state that it has to be on the structure itself.
And Officer, why now? What's the importance of kind of stressing this now?
New
effort?
Yeah, we're just trying to come up with different community relation projects, different things we're trying to do to help the community out, kind of a community policing, if you will. And we're going to try to go out this fall as a shift, the shift that I currently am assigned to go out and try to help some people who may not be able to afford to put the letters on, or may be infirmed and not able to put the numbers or addresses on their homes, that we're going to try to help them with that.
Can you just say my house says, just let me know, maybe I didn't get the message, maybe I just hadn't gotten to it. You knock on my door and say, hey, can you get some numbers on your house? You got to be part of it too. You don't have to do your work yourself, but if you just remind folks, maybe
right.
If they missed the message.
Yep, so we're going to go door to door on the homes that don't have the numbers on there. If we don't reach anybody, we're going to give them a door hanger. If we are able to reach somebody inside the home, we're going to talk to them, tell them about what we're doing, and then at some point offer to try to help them if they're unable to do so, is get the numbers up for them here in the near future, hopefully this fall.
And as you do this, you wouldn't mind a few donations if you're going to have to do some of this, maybe help fund some of this cost for you folks doing it. Looking for a little money to help do that. If somebody wants to donate, you'll take it?
Yes, sir. Donations always help. We're constantly getting new donations in of products, of things to give out to kids, baseball supplies, or we're now doing a drive, I believe, for the school items, notebooks and pencils and pens, and any donations always help.
And is there a timeline? You hope, you mentioned the fall, you kind of got some dates picked out for that, or is that just depending on workload?
Depending on call load and other projects that we're currently working on, the best I can narrow it down is this fall our shift is going to start working on it.
And kind of break down the town so people can look for this, and of course they can get them out, the sooner the better. They can start doing it today if they want to go out and look at their house, make sure the numbers are there,
right?
And they can do it today if they need to.
Yes, sir. Yep. The sooner the better. Again, we never know when emergency or a crisis might strike, and the minute they call 911, we're sending either police or fire or EMS or all three to assist somebody, and sometimes there's two or three houses in a row that don't have numbers on them, And in those cases, we really have a hard time narrowing down where we need to be.
What about, I guess, related notes, say, for example, especially you mentioned at night, is there any requirement for those to be illuminated or something so they're more visible at night?
No, but they do make a reflective version of those. They're kind of a sticker, I believe. They may even be a little bit less expensive than the metal ones that you have to nail or screw into the structure. The code just requires that they be 4 inches tall on the front of your structure that faces the street or avenue, and that they are in contrasting color to the rest of the house. So if you have a dark brick house, you wouldn't want to put black letters on it. You'd want to put silver or gold or white letters on a dark brick house, but a white or light-colored sided home, you'd want to put dark numbers on there.
Okay. Oscar, anything else you want to throw in about the project?
No, we're just trying to get the word out so we can get there in a quick and fast and effective manner to help people.
Thanks for coming today, Officer John Melvin, with us today.
Thank you.